News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The big news overnight. A 2-week suspension in hostilities. America is going to stop the attacks on Iran. Israel, likewise, going to stop its attacks on Iran, although it is going to continue its incursions into southern Lebanon. And this is because Donald Trump describes himself as satisfied with the 10-point plan offered by Iran, which includes within it a promise to reopen the Straits of Hormuz. David Smith is with us, who is Washington Bureau Chief for The Guardian. David, the 10 points, they don't seem to depart greatly from what was already under negotiation before all of this started.
Well, there is a striking one in there about US military withdrawal from the Middle East, as if US troops are going to leave the bases there. That I find hard to believe that Washington would agree to some of the continued Iranian control over the Strait of Hormuz is a notable one, because I think there is a sense right now that Iran might actually come out of this war with more control over the Strait of Hormuz than it had a couple of months ago, and that would be, you know, counterproductive for US ambitions. But, you know, ultimately, I think there's relief for millions of people in the US and Iran and around the world that we did not descend into the worst case scenario as Trump's deadline approached. A lot of detail lacking in the substance of this ceasefire and what the talks might consider. Trump himself is not particularly a man for detail, so I suspect he will delegate that to others. He said Iran wants it to happen. They've had enough. Likewise, so has everyone else. I suspect that includes him wanting to move on to other topics. But many will see the US as a loser here, its reputation diminished, and very few of its war aims actually accomplished.
Well, even from a propaganda perspective, when you look at some of the fresh requests within the 10-point plan, if you didn't know the history, you might suspect that it was Iran who was the aggressor, because they're looking for a full and complete compensation and reconstruction of all costs back to Iran. They're looking for the release of Iranian funds and frozen assets held by the United States. And they're looking for a complete and permanent cessation of the war in Iran with no time limit. They're the kind of demands that a victor makes.
Yes, that is true. And presumably it's a bargaining tactic to go for the maximalist position. There's, you know, according to Iranian state media, they're also calling for the acceptance of enrichment for Iran's nuclear program. That and many of these positions were previously unacceptable to the US. So it would seem unthinkable that the US would agree to them now. It's one of those bargaining ploys to just try and push their position as hard as possible and then hope to win some concessions. And certainly, you know, in both governments coming out of this, Iran and the US are declaring total victory as if it's been a complete triumph for their own side.
And of course, one of the big impacts has been that there has been an immediate drop in oil prices. We're seeing a 15% reduction in the cost of crude. We'll be talking about that in just a second. You mentioned the thing of the right to enrich. Interesting in that in the statement of detail in the 10-point plan, which was released in Farsi, the version included that thing of the acceptance of enrichment as part of its nuclear program. But the phrase was missing in the English versions. Should we read something into that?
Yes, possibly. Hard to know exactly what is happening there and whether it's some attempt to pull the wool over the eyes of Donald Trump. But I think the broader point here is a failure by the US. For a start, critics would say they should never have walked away from Barack Obama's nuclear deal of a decade ago. When this war began, it was arguably the foremost issue, denying Iran the capability of a nuclear weapon. And here we are more than a month later, and little evidence that that you know it has been achieved. And I suspect the White House will claim that Iran's program has been set back a long time. That'll be hard to demonstrate. Again, it's you know, along with the idea of regime change and preventing the support of terrorist groups in the region, this is appears to have been a strategic failure on the US's part. And I think critics of Trump will say, you know, what was actually achieved in this war, apart from loss of life and huge expenditure and a dramatic blow to America's reputation in the world.
David, thank you very much. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. And the Taoiseach has released a statement that is essentially standard diplomatic boilerplate. I welcome developments overnight following hours of what were extraordinarily worrying and unacceptable threats that are well outside international norms. A temporary ceasefire with an agreement to open the vital Strait of Hormuz offers a window of opportunity that should be fully utilized to put in place a sustainable and enduring end to the conflict. And it goes on along those lines. And of course, that is what Tehran has committed to, a 2-week opening of the Strait of Hormuz to allow safe passage for shipping. Now, as to shipping's capacity to actually take that up and for insurance underwriters to stand by while shipping returns to normal, that will have to be seen, though the markets are reacting well. 15% drop in the price of oil, which will be greatly welcomed by a government which is staring out their windows at traffic.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.